Hello, everyone, kinksters, fetishists. This is B-Dom C. I'm glad you're tuning in with the latest of the Playhouse of Domination. Well, it's the new year, and I want to let you guys know that it's all about us. And I want to let you know what's happening. First of all, I want to let you know that, well, we are rebuilding the Playhouse. We've been rebuilding for a while. And of course, those who are listening know that rebuilding something takes money, it takes time, and dedication. And that's what we're doing. We're putting all of that in one to create the Playhouse of Domination. Fantasy rooms, getting more equipment, getting you guys to come in and see what we have in store. I am B-Dom C, and like I said, rebuilding is much harder than I thought. I got into this business a long time ago, but I actually never had a business where I can get other mistresses to come and explore and share their kinks with guys like you. So I started about a year and a half ago. I finally got like a location, and it was small, but it worked. It opened up doors for kinksters that wanted to get into their kinks without going to the local, you know, meets of kinksters and, you know, trying to find that right person and see if you guys, you know, get that chemistry to do that S&M and things like that. So pretty much I came up with this because I realized that Louisville, Kentucky does not have a pro dom dungeon. So, after obtaining my degree in the college, I went forward to go ahead and build something. In the process, I did have so many complications because opening up a business is not easy, especially when you're in a town where, you know, being a kink can be taboo to a lot of vanilla people. Even yourselves. Even me trying to hold that vanilla status, yet I have that deep, dark itch to express my sadism, you know? But I went forward and I went on ahead and did what I thought was the best. I have small marketing. I have business savvy techniques. But of course, I have room to grow with those. But I did it and here we are. And I think for all my clients that come here, leave their kinks here at the Playhouse and continue to come. I love it. I love you guys. And what's more important is that you come to submit your desires, your fantasies with the other doms of the house, which I'm going to list all the doms that we have currently. The turnover rates for the femdoms is not that high, but it's not where I want it to be. I really don't want it to be anywhere because I like to think of the doms as family, you know, the dominant women, their family. We express the same things, we have fun, and you feel comfortable doing that. So right now, I'm here. Then we have Princess Bunny. Princess Bunny, wow. Beautiful woman. I remember interviewing her, and the chemistry between us was amazing. She was ready to dominate. She was already experienced coming in. She's been doing this years before she came to the Playhouse. Even her husband is a sub, which she dominates daily as a lifestyle dom. She's maniacal. She's bratty. She's intelligent, articulate, and she's fun. And if you guys ever looking for someone that can be mean, enjoyable, yet sexy and sensual, Princess Bunny would definitely be the one that you want to come to. She get into many fetishes. She does toilet play as well. Both. That's full toilet training. And she get into heavy sadism. So if you guys are into that type of thing, Princess Bunny would be the one that you want to come to. The next one we have is the beautiful goddess Electra, quote unquote, Elena. Blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful body. She really daunts into the smoking scene. She know how to handle that cigarette and that smoke with expert skills. She gets into sensual domination. She liked the cock and ball torture. And this would be a dom that you can really relax to and serve without being too scared, especially if you're a novice or a mid-season sub. She likes to nurture. So those who are into the ABDL community, this will be a good mommy for you to come to and get the nurturing that you need and acceptance. It's pretty plain and simple and direct. She loves what she do. So if you're interested in sensual domination, tease and denial, role-playing, fantasy, goddess Elena would be the one to come to. No doubt. Thumbs up. Our next one, it will be our Ebony Dom, goddess Vanity. Goddess Vanity, wow. If you're into ass, goddess Vanity has a nice ass to worship. So if you like to get into those dirty parts, feet, ass, underarms, Goddess Vanity definitely specializes in that smothering, face sitting, breath play. So I would definitely recommend, if you want full ass worship with the smothering, face sitting, BBW sitting, she even gets into the farting, you know, so those little extra specialized kinksters that loves to get a little more than they bargain for. I do recommend Goddess Vanity. She does great humiliation. She gets into the race play fantasy, cuckold fantasy, and so forth. So if you're interested in something like that, something where you can totally just feel humiliated, Goddess Vanity would definitely be the femdom that you're looking for. My next one will be Princess Nadia. She's new to the Playhouse of Domination. She is a femdom. She is bratty. She loves to tease and deny those naughty boys. But she doesn't just give you or reward you because you've done something good. You totally have to earn it. And that's with all the doms. But Princess Nadia, she's beautiful, she's young, she's playful, yet mean. She enjoys foot fetish worship, body worship. She has an extraordinary body that is definitely worthy to be worshipped. And she has that innocence to her. But when you really get to know her, it's not all what it seems. She is a humiliatrix, homewrecker, and she loves to drain those who are into that financial domination fetish. So if you're looking for something that, you know, that bratty, homewrecker, findom-ish, trap you into her web, you definitely want to call and book your appointment with Princess Nadia. She is all of that. Next, we have our newest one. She's really not new, but she left the scene. She wanted to explore and learn a little more. We have Lady Phoenix. She is one of our doms that gets into the blasphemy very well. If you're into the witchcraft, she definitely gets into that. She's fiery. She's feisty. She's small. Small feet. So those who are into small feet fetish, she's a 5.5-6 feet. Really small, petite, pretty toes. So if you're really into small feet worship, Lady Phoenix has it. She is one of the femdoms who has the smallest feet currently. So get into it. Lady Phoenix is fiery, feisty. She loves to tease and deny. She loves to give OTK spanking. She loves to discipline. Soft-spoken, but her words are powerful. Beautiful. Lady Phoenix, you have to come see her. I mean, if there's nothing else, you know, Lady Phoenix will be the one to get into the blasphemy, this, the witchcraft, the fairy, the school teacher, the disciplinarian. She has what it takes to get you guys where you need to be. She does corner time. She does the schoolboy / teacher role play. So if you're into that, definitely try to book your appointments with Lady Phoenix. You won't regret it. My next one will be Mistress Jessica. Oh, how I love her. Now, Mistress Jessica is different from the rest of the femdoms. Why? She has a cock. She's not transgender. She's a cross-dresser. So we can say he is a cross-dresser. But I don't really like to say he, because Mr. Jessica is all woman. She loves to wear latex, leather, PVC, shiny material, boots, sexy. Her clients always like to be discreet, in which we always keep discretion. Any point, I don't care what client it is, we hold high on discretion. But Mrs. Jessica, her clients love her. They come, they enjoy her with that southern hospitality and the strict and firm discipline. She loves to role play, and she loves for her latex and her boots. She's definitely into the boot fetish. She has over 100 pairs of latex boots, rubber boots, shiny boots, PVC, short booties, heels. It's amazing of her collection. So if you're into the boot fetish, Mrs. Jessica would definitely be the one that you want to worship, because out of all my years of dealing with femdoms or just seeing and interacting with them, Mrs. Jessica has one of the most detailed boot collection I've ever seen. So I would definitely recommend you to see Mrs. Jessica. She also specializes in cuckold. She likes to humiliate you by maybe interacting with your wife in that bonding way, if you know what I mean. She loves to indulge in sissification because, of course, herself, she does her own makeup. She studied for years of trying to get that perfect fit for who she is, which causes originality, and which we all would like to hold is originality, whether it's in cross-dressing, whether it's your kink. So being comfortable with yourself is top priority, and Mrs. Jessica definitely help you get there. She also holds a doctorate's degree in psychology. So in the future, we are trying to get something set up for Mrs. Jessica to hold counseling sessions for those who are entering into the transgender world, dealing with cross-dressing, touching bases. Because we know 90% of cross-dressers are not gay. So it's not about a gay thing. Even if you are gay, kudos to you, you know. But getting into that world can be scary, especially if you're married, you have older women, daughters. Trying to hide those things can really be difficult. So, or maybe you just don't know why you like to dress in women clothing and sexy panties, or find it highly attractive just wearing the panties, your cock it hard. Maybe you don't know why, but you like it and you continue to do it, but it takes so much effort to hide it and make sure no one knows, to keep that clean life and not destroy it by over a pair of fucking panties. Anyway, I recommend Mrs. Jessica. Get into it, you know? And book your appointment with Mrs. Jessica. She is who you want to see. So if you have any questions or comments about Mrs. Jessica as far as the counseling and stuff, please leave those for me so I can definitely get in detail with your question. And it can be a one-on-one answer, and I don't mind. So don't worry. So we also have, which we really don't talk about too much, but he's here. Bullmaster Troy. Bullmaster Troy, first of all, I think he is quite sexy. And he carries at least, I measure it myself, so I'm not, this is no lie, guys. He carries 10 and a half to 11 inches of BBC. He demands for it to be worship. Because, let's face it, how many people just walk around with a 10 and a half thick and long cock? You know, it's 7.5 inches soft. So worshiping something like that can be amazing if you're into cock worship. So, or if you're into forced by, or you're just curious, you know, that inner you that no one understands, and it's part of your sexuality, you know. I mean, we can go on and on and on about this, you know. We can get into those sex experts, and we can get into a Sigmund Freud, quote unquote, everyone is born bisexual. You know, we can argue that fact, even though some people don't believe in his work. But cock worship with Bullmaster Troy is amazing. He definitely know how to use a whip. He definitely know how to make you worship his boots and so forth. He loved to work with the mistresses and cuckolding. So your cuckold fantasy can be what you're looking for if you're into BBC and find Bullmaster Choi quite interesting. He usually has a lot of other, let's say, obligations that he does with being a bull. So if you ever want to get into that, don't call and expect for him to come that day. We require at least 48 to 72 hours in advance so he can get prepared and know that he will have you on your knees worshiping his cock. So let's not forget it. Remember, 48 to 72 hours in advance. So we can make that desirable scene work for you and for the mistress. So don't forget it. Now remember, it's 2019 and it's all about us. And we letting you know what's happening. I'm letting you know what's happening. You know, I care about my femdoms, my masters, my business, and what we can provide. Role play, fantasy play, because let's face it, who wants boring sex? Who wants to continue doing the old fashioned? I mean, hey, those who are into it, you know, in the vanilla life and satisfied with that, that's fine. I do not knock that, but I am totally different, and I know you are too. So reach inside, deep down inside, and pull out those fantasies and those desires and live them out here in the playhouse. Like I said, we continuously trying to open up doors for fantasy, because gosh, fantasy is so hard to bring out. It lives in your head, it fests on those desires, and sometimes it ends up being nothing, you know, just fantasies. But you can live out your fantasies here. And I love new ideas. I love to interact with my clients, you know, to bring forth something new, something fresh, something that we can always call, quote unquote, home, away from home. When I say that, you know what I mean. Somewhere where you can just sneak off or just go. You don't have to sneak. Maybe this is your lifestyle. Maybe this is how you live and you don't care. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you have to hide it from everyone and just hide those fantasies deep inside. Or watch those porns over and over. And we all know, after so many porn videos, you're gonna want to really act those out. So the Playhouse of Domination is something that you want to come. I am constantly looking for new ways to get the Playhouse going. Currently, we have 2 dungeon rooms. I'm working on a third. It's 3 room, and the third one is going to be a role play room. We're going to make it a classroom type effect where we can, I guess, coerce different types of role play. We can do boss, employee, teacher, student, librarian, all kind of things, because those are really popular fantasies. I mean, I actually love getting in those fantasies. I actually love the fantasy where subs, schoolboy, the shorts, the button-down shirts, you know, the bow tie, little caps, long socks, you know, penny loafers, tie-up shoes. I actually love that, and I love having them over my knee, pants down to their ankles and spanking, or maybe using that bar of soap in their mouth. I do get into discipline. I love it. I'm well over 6 feet. I am not slim. I am definitely athletic, thick, solid, and don't be intimidated. Maybe you can be, but I'm very understanding, and I like to live out those fantasies within people because we have the same people, and at the end of the day, we're all normal human beings. Blood runs through our veins, and we put our pants on like every other human. We just have our parts that we play in life, and my part is being a dom, a sadist, enjoying giving you pain to arouse that sexual predator. Well, maybe not predator, it sounds kind of perv, like weird, like another type of perv that we don't engage to, right? But brings those arouse those desires that I love to live out. So if you're into that, definitely contact me. I'm into sadism. I like to give corporal. I love to give discipline. And I love to be served. So if you're interested in some of that more hardcore bondage, extreme CBT, definitely call me. Like I said, I have 20 plus years in this of BDSM, and a year to longevity of having a business in this. My desire is to have a business in BDSM, providing and mentoring and training other femdoms to bring that inner dominance that they already have, to enhance it and put it to play. I enjoy it, and I will always be around. I will always be here, and there will always be a playhouse of domination. So, I want to let you guys know that I want you to enjoy yourself. You tuning in is exactly what I need and what I want. Because if it's not for you, we will not exist. So I want you to continue to come, plan, book. And if you have any ideas or things that we can incorporate this, because it's all about fantasy and real life. I do lifestyle dom. I have two slaves right now that caters to my needs while I'm building and reconstructing and forming something that will maybe last from years to come. Now remember, I'm not a robot. I am human, and I do make mistakes. That's no doubt. But each day I strive for perfection. And Playhouse of Domination is where it all begins. If you're curious about it, call, ask questions. Your answers, your questions will always be answered. So I enjoy you guys. I love the servitude that you give. And if the doms are listening too, hey, let's network. Let's get together. Because we all know that women rules. Well, thank you for tuning in. This is B-Dom C. And it's all about us, 2019. Until next time, I'll be on next week. And remember, be original. Be yourself.